Winter in Berlin in 2022. It's a cold and dark time. With energy prices elevated by the war in Ukraine, for some people there are few ways to keep warm. So the heated shelters are busy.
So many people in Berlin, but also elsewhere, have so little money that they turn off the heating in their apartment or only turn it on for hours at a time. And that's where it's particularly important that during the day there are also places in the city where you can stay in warmth.
Until 2022, Germany received much of its imported gas through pipelines from Russia. Now that route is closed off, and this is its replacement. A floating LNG terminal in Wilhelmshaven, built from scratch in months at the behest of a chancellor determined to break with the past.
Russia's President Putin believed he could blackmail us by cutting off our gas supplies, but he was wrong. We will not be blackmailed. By the end of 2023, we will probably have an important capacity of more than 30 billion cubic meters of gas via the North German coast alone. All of this corresponds to well over half of the total volume of gas that flowed through the pipelines from Russia to Germany in 2021.
Replacing lost Russian hydrocarbons has been a central problem for Europe's leaders in 2022. The EU has introduced embargoes on coal and oil. A cap on gas prices has just been agreed and will start in February. And one Brussels-based analyst says EU leaders could agree to purchase gas as one block with one negotiating position.
If you represent 400 million citizens, you're talking volumes that are very, very large. And these volumes, of course, you can get as some sort of discount. And that, of course, will have an effect on the consumer prices as well. But again, this is going to last at least a few months. Probably it will, if it gets through and if it's being implemented, which also has legal administrative hurdles to pass, then it will have an effect on the gas price in the next winter.
At Christmas markets like these, most people's minds are far from volatile energy markets. Mulled wine, pastries and presents are the order of the day.
When the festive season passes, these markets will disappear and winter will not. And though ministers encourage their citizens to reduce their energy consumption, many might wonder how easy it is to do that in the cold and dark days of a new year. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.